Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. The Servicemen's Readjustment Act, more commonly known as the GI Bill of Rights, was signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt on June 22, 1944. This comprehensive program provided returning World War II servicemen and women with many medical benefits, educational benefits, and low-interest loans to help the veteran assimilate back into civilian life. Section 501 of the Act provides for a partially guaranteed real estate loan by the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. The VA loan process is unlike any other mortgage loan program. The loan is a benefit that has been earned by the veteran for serving the United States of America. The VA's primary interest is to help veterans and their families. The VA has guaranteed more than 20 million home loans since the creation of the program. VA Loan Guarantee. VA loans are made by a lender, such as a mortgage company, savings and loan, or a bank. VA's partial guarantee on the loan protects the lender against loss if the payments are not made and is intended to encourage lenders to offer veterans loans with more favorable terms. This guarantee reduces the lender's risk. Should the veteran default on the payments, the VA will compensate the lender for any losses incurred by a foreclosure, up to the guarantee limit. Originally, in 1944, veterans could apply for loans up to $2,000, with 50% guaranteed by the government. The guarantee was increased in 1945 by Congress to 60% for loans up to $4,000. The portion of the veteran's loan, the VA, will guarantee a lender is called entitlement. VA loan limits. The VA does not impose a maximum loan amount that a veteran may borrow to purchase a home. However, there are limits on the amount of liability VA will assume, which usually affects the amount of money an institution will extend to the veteran. The loan limits are the amount a qualified veteran with full entitlement may be able to borrow without making a down payment. These loan limits vary by county, since the value of a house depends in part on its location. The Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019, Blue Water Act, addresses the maximum amount that VA may guarantee on a home loan. The Blue Water Act amends 38 U.S.C., Section 3703, A, 1, to expand maximum guarantee amounts for purchase, refinance, cash-out refi, or construct a home as follows. Full entitlement. Freddie Mac conforming loan limits, CLL, are no longer a factor for veterans with full entitlement. For veterans with full entitlement, the maximum amount of guarantee for a loan above $144,000 is 25% of the loan amount, regardless of the Freddie Mac CLL. However, the Blue Water Act does not change the maximum amount of guarantee entitlement available to veterans for loans equal to or less than $144,000, regardless of the Freddie Mac CLL. Example: veteran has full entitlement available, and the loan amount is $1,200,000. Miljuni doli ariwa da dubu, saukashia shirin da bayarchikin, dari daidai da dala milian dari uku. Maximum guarantee and entitlement available. Example: veteran is looking to complete a cash-out refinance of an existing VA-guaranteed loan in which the veteran has used $80,000 of entitlement. The amount of the refinance loan is $600,000. The entitlement used for the existing VA-guaranteed loan can be restored for purposes of the refinance, resulting in full entitlement available to the veteran. $600,000 times 25% equals $150,000. Maximum guarantee and entitlement available. Partial entitlement. For veterans who have previously used entitlement, and such entitlement has not been restored, the maximum amount of guarantee entitlement available to the veteran for a loan above $144,000 shall be 25% of the Freddie Mac CLL, reduced by the amount of entitlement previously used, not restored, by the veteran. Example: loan amount is $765,000. Entitlement used, not restored, is $70,000. Freddie Mac CLL is $724,000. $765,000 times 25% equals $191,250. 25% of loan amount. $724,000 times 25% minus $70,000 equals $111,000. Guarantee entitlement available. $111,000 divided by $765,000 equals 14.51% maximum guarantee. Example, loan amount is $200,000. Entitlement used, not restored, is $36,000. Freddie Mac, CLL, is $500,000. $200,000 times 25% equals $50,000. 25% of loan amount. $500,000 times 25% minus $36,000 equals $89,000. Guarantee entitlement available. $50,000 divided by $200,000 equals 25.00% maximum guarantee. Example, loan amount is $400,000. Entitlement used, not restored, is $161,000. Freddie Mac CLL is $600,000. The veteran does not have entitlement available for this purchase. $400,000 times 25% equals $100,000, 25% of loan amount. $600,000 times 25% minus $161,000 equals minus $11,000. No guarantee entitlement available. Interest rate reduction refinance loans, IRRRLS. VA will continue to guarantee 25% of the loan amount without regard to the veteran's available entitlement and slash or Freddie Mac CLLs. Exceptions to the no down payment. Generally, the veteran on a VA loan needs zero down payment. The loan is assumable, and it may be prepaid without penalty. If the purchase price exceeds the reasonable value of the property, a down payment covering the difference must be made in cash from the borrower's own resources. If a veteran has less than full entitlement available, a lender may require a down payment in order to meet market requirements. Eligibility of a veteran. Eligibility is the veteran's entitlement to VA home loan benefits under the law, based on military service. An eligible veteran must still meet credit and income standards in order to qualify for a VA-guaranteed loan. A lender cannot make a VA-guaranteed loan to an ineligible applicant under any circumstances. Veterans who were honorably discharged and who meet the service requirements are eligible for VA home loan benefits. Eligibility is additionally determined by the time frame in which the veteran served and the number of days of active duty. The veteran must obtain a certificate of eligibility, COE. Reserves/National Guard. The veteran must complete a total of 6 years in the selected reserves or National Guard with an honorable discharge and not be otherwise eligible. Active duty service personnel. A member of the military who is currently serving on active duty is eligible after having served on continuous active duty for at least 181 days, 90 days during the Gulf War period, unless discharged or separated from a previous qualifying period of active duty service. Eligible loan purposes. Eligible veterans may obtain loans to buy an existing home, build a home, simultaneously purchase and improve a home, refinance an existing mortgage loan, cash out refinance, interest rate reduction finance, convert an adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, improve a home by installing energy-related features, to purchase a one-family residential unit in a condominium housing development approved by the VA, to purchase a farm residence to be owned and occupied by the veteran as a home. If the loan includes the purchase of farmland, the farmland is appraised at its residential value only. Ineligible loan purposes. The VA cannot guarantee loans made for ineligible loan purposes. Examples of ineligible loan purposes include purchase of unimproved land with the intent to improve it at some future date. That is, the land purchase is not in conjunction with a construction loan. Purchase or construction of a dwelling for investment purposes. Purchase or construction of a combined residential and business property, unless the property is primarily for residential purposes, there is not more than one business unit, and the non-residential area does not exceed 25% of the total floor area. Purchase of more than one separate residential unit or lot unless the veteran will occupy one unit and there is evidence that the residential units are unavailable separately. The residential units have a common owner. The residential units have been treated as one unit in the past. And the residential units are assessed as one unit, or partition is not practical, as when one unit serves the other, cess, in some respect. For example, common approaches or driveways. VA qualification. Approval for a VA loan is based upon two separate evaluations, residual income and debt-to-income ratio. Both are considered to be a guide to underwriting, and while residual income is the primary consideration, it must be considered along with other credit factors. Residual income. Residual income is the amount of money that is left over each month after all of the borrower's major expenses are paid, including housing, taxes, and debt payments. The money that remains is usually spent on items such as groceries, gas, and other regular living expenses. VA's minimum residual income is a guide and should not automatically trigger approval or rejection of a loan. Instead, consideration of residual income is done in conjunction with all other credit factors. If residual income is marginal, other indicators such as the applicant's credit history, and in particular, whether/how the applicant has previously handled similar housing expenses, will be considered. Consideration will also be given to the effect of the purchase on the borrower's typical monthly expenses. For example, a family purchasing in a higher-priced neighborhood may feel a need to incur higher-than-average expenses to support a lifestyle comparable to that in their environment, whereas a substantially lower-priced home purchase may not compel such expenditures. Also considered are the ages of the applicant's dependents in determining the adequacy of residual income. Debt-to-income ratio. VA's debt-to-income ratio is a ratio of total monthly debt payments, housing expense, installment debts, etc., to gross monthly income. It is only a guide. As an underwriting factor, it is secondary to the residual income and should not automatically trigger approval or rejection of a loan. Instead, the ratio is considered in conjunction with all other credit factors. The 4% limit. Any seller concession or combination of concessions which exceeds 4% of the established reasonable value of the property is considered excessive and unacceptable for VA guaranteed loans. Normal discount points and the payment of the buyer's normal closing costs are not counted in total concessions for determining whether concessions exceed the 4% limit. Excessive concessions would include certain allowances for repairs and excessive contributions to the purchaser's closing costs. With few exceptions, the law requires that the VA be paid a funding fee on guaranteed loans. VA funding fee. With few exceptions, the law requires that the VA be paid a funding fee on guaranteed loans. The funding fee reduces the loan's cost to taxpayers, considering that a VA loan requires no down payment and has not monthly mortgage insurance. The veteran can finance the funding fee or pay it in cash. Either way, it must be paid at closing time. VA funding fee exemptions. The following persons are exempt from paying the funding fee: veterans receiving VA compensation for service-connected disabilities. Veterans who would be entitled to receive compensation for service-connected disabilities if they did not receive retirement pay. Veterans who are rated by VA as eligible to receive compensation as a result of pre-discharge disability examination and rating, or on the basis of a pre-discharge review of existing medical evidence, including service medical and treatment records, that results in issuance of a memorandum rating. Veterans entitled to receive compensation but who are not presently in receipt because they are on active duty. Surviving spouses of veterans who died in service or from service-connected disabilities, whether or not such surviving spouses are veterans with their own entitlement, and whether or not they are using their own entitlement on the loan, Additional VA loan programs. Interest rate reduction refinancing loans, IRRRL. A veteran who obtained a VA loan may refinance it with a VA guaranteed loan at a lesser interest rate without using additional entitlement. Note, IRRRLS can only be used to refinance existing VA guaranteed loans. The new loan must be at a lesser interest rate than the old VA loan, except when refinancing an existing adjustable rate mortgage with a new fixed rate mortgage. The dollar amount of guarantee applicable to the prior VA loan is transferred to the new loan. The minimum guarantee on an IRRRL is 25%. If the existing loan is delinquent, the IRRRL must be submitted to the VA for prior approval. Although no underwriting is required, approval of new credit may be required by the trustee in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. No appraisal is required. The veteran may not obtain cash proceeds, except in the case of energy efficiency improvements included in the loan. No portion of the loan proceeds may be used to pay off other debts. The new loan is limited to the balance of the old loan, the funding fee, up to $6,000 of energy efficient improvements, and allowable closing costs, including not more than 2 discount points. The term of an IRRRL may not exceed the original term of the loan being refinanced by more than 10 years. The veteran, including active duty service members stationed elsewhere, is able to satisfy the occupancy requirement by certifying prior occupancy. If the veteran whose entitlement was previously used has died, and the surviving spouse was a co-obligor, that spouse is considered a veteran for the purpose of the IRRRL, cash-out refinancing loans. A cash-out refinancing loan is a VA-guaranteed loan that refinances any lien or liens against the secured property. The liens to be paid off may be current or delinquent and from any source, such as tax or judgment liens, or VA, FHA, or conventional mortgages. Loan proceeds beyond the amount needed to pay off the lien, EZET, may be taken as cash by the borrower for any purpose acceptable to the lender. The loan must be secured by a first lien on the property. The maximum loan amount is 100% of the appraised value, plus the cost of any energy efficiency improvements, plus the VA funding fee. Cash proceeds from the loan may be used to pay allowable fees and charges and discount points. The maximum guarantee for regular, that is, cash out, refinancing loans is the same as the maximum guarantee for purchase loans. Joint loans. A joint loan refers to a loan made to a veteran and another person or persons. All parties will be liable and all will own the property. A joint loan is a loan made to a veteran and one or more non-veterans, other than the spouse. A veteran and one or more veterans, not including a spouse, who will not be using entitlement. A veteran and the veteran's spouse, who is also a veteran, where both entitlements will be used. A veteran and one or more other veterans, not including a spouse, all of whom will use their entitlement. All of the above must be submitted to the VA for prior approval. Guarantee is limited to that portion of the loan allocable to the veteran's interest in the property. The potential maximum guarantee is calculated based on the total loan amount and cannot exceed a specific amount, even if the available entitlement of the veterans involved adds up to a greater amount. For veteran/non-veteran joint loans, the loan guarantee certificate will contain the statement, "The amount of guarantee on this loan is limited to the veteran's portion of the loan." Any person using VA entitlement on a joint loan must certify the intent to personally occupy the property as his or her home. Occupancy. The law requires a veteran obtaining a VA guaranteed loan to certify that he or she intends to occupy the property personally as his or her home. As of the date of certification, the veteran must either personally live in the property as his or her home, or intend, upon completion of the loan and acquisition of the dwelling, to move into the property and use it personally as his or her home within a reasonable time. The above requirement applies to all types of VA guaranteed loans except IRRRLs. For IRRRLs, the veteran need only certify that he or she previously occupied the property as his or her home. Native American Direct Loan. The Native American Direct Loan, NADL, program provides direct home loans from VA to eligible Native American veterans to finance the purchase, construction, or improvement of homes on federal trust land, or to refinance a prior NADL to reduce the interest rate. NADL benefits include no down payment, no private mortgage insurance, limited closing costs, low fixed-rate 30-year mortgage with limited closing costs. Reusable benefit. Note, a list of tribes participating in the NADL program is at www.benefits.va.gov/homeloans/NADL_MOU.ASP. Specially Adapted Housing / Special Housing Adaptation, SHA Grants. The VA provides grants to service members and veterans with certain permanent and total service-connected disabilities to help purchase or construct an adapted home or modify an existing home to accommodate a disability. Two grant programs exist: the Specially Adapted Housing, SAH, grant, and the Special Housing Adaptation, SHA, grant. Specially Adapted Housing, SAH, grant. SAH grants help veterans with certain service-connected disabilities live independently in a barrier-free environment. SAH grants can be used in one of the following ways: construct a specially adapted home on land to be acquired, build a home on land already owned if it is suitable for specially adapted housing, remodel an existing home if it can be made suitable for specially adapted housing, apply the grant against the unpaid principal mortgage balance of an adapted home already acquired without the assistance of a VA grant. Special Housing Adaptation, SHA, grant. SHA grants help veterans with certain service-connected disabilities adapt or purchase a home to accommodate the disability. SHA grants can be used in one of the following ways: adapt an existing home the veteran or a family member already owns in which the veteran lives, adapt a home the veteran or family member intends to purchase in which the veteran will live, help a veteran purchase a home already adapted in which the veteran will live. The SAH and SHA benefit amount is set by law, but may be adjusted upward annually based on a cost of construction index. No individual may use the grant benefit more than 3 times up to the maximum dollar amount allowable.